I am the life. I am the life that gives action to form. I am the mighty purifying presence of every human being, of every condition, when I am called into action. I am the power that gives all freedom. I am the life in you that raises every hour and every outer activity into the fullness of my perfection. I am the authority of your life and your world, and now asserts itself to produce the harmonious necessity that is your beloved freedom, and we ask you to accept this. And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source, the core of all creation. Allow this love light to radiate in, through, and around you. For here, now, we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat. And the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the divine aspect of Mother God, and the blue flame, which represents the divine aspect of Father God, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel and see how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until the ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, connecting you to the crystalline energetic structure above the Earth and onward to the galactic central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free, now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done by the power and might of 1,000 suns, doubled each minute, doubled each hour, until all are ascended and free. For the light of God never fails, and the beloved mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing as you take several deep cleansing breaths, just focusing now on relaxing and letting go, and becoming more and more centered within yourself, and letting the outside world for a bit just drift away. Take a deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. And take another deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of the 9 chakra centers that have become awakened and reawakened within all of you. And as you focus on each chakra in turn, focus on increasing the vibrational frequency within each chakra as you raise the intensity of the color of that chakra, and also be aware of the alignment of those chakras. Starting from your Earth Star chakra now below your feet, see that as a deep earth brown color. And moving up to the next, bright, brilliant ruby red. That's the root chakra. And the next, brilliant bright orange. And the next at the solar plexus area, bright, brilliant yellow. And then the heart center, deep blue green. And the throat area, or the high heart center, deep magenta, and the chakra at the throat area, sky blue, and the third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo, and the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver, and the soul star chakra above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, as you focus on all of those chakras and the increasing vibrational frequency within those chakras, begin to merge one into the next, starting with the earth star chakra. Merge that with the root chakra at the base of the spine, and then merge those two into the next, and then those three into the solar plexus chakra, and then those four into the heart center chakra, and so on and so on. So all of the chakras have merged into the soul star chakra above your head. and then this becoming a three-dimensional six-pointed star or 12-pointed diamond. And begin to move your conscious knowing self into that three-dimensional six-pointed star or 12-pointed diamond, which is now your Merkaba light vehicle, your light body. And begin now to float up, leaving your physical body behind. Get that sense of separating from your physical body, still attached, of course, but separating. Getting that sense of floating up above your body, away from your body, higher and higher. And keep going now until you move up to a point above the roof of the building, wherever you are, or above the surface of the earth, 500 feet. Find yourself at the point 500 feet. And there become aware of the timeline, or if you look at the timeline, the past, the present, and the future, that timeline, also see the many split-offs of those timelines, or into many different timelines. Be aware of the past timelines, as well as the current ones, and see the timelines from present timelines now, see what is occurring as the future becomes less and less of those timelines. Now I want you to become aware of these timelines as if you were at a higher level of consciousness, or be at that higher level of consciousness now, and witness the timeline situation as we would from high above, from our ships, from higher dimensional frequencies, and see those timelines and what is indeed occurring as you focus on that. And see those timelines now splitting off as they move into the future. See those timelines becoming less and less and less. Move along the main timeline, if you will, and become aware of the timelines again becoming less and less, and what is occurring on those timelines as they begin to diminish more and more, until the point where it becomes indeed one timeline, separating off from the many others. And that one timeline is the ascension timeline. And see what happens as, or what is the catalyst for this separating into the one timeline, into that ascension timeline. See, what is the catalyst for that now? In your own viewing, in your own knowing, in your own perception, as this is indeed about perception. So see everything happening from your point of view, from your perception. And what is occurring? What is it that transpires, that brings the new ascension timeline to separate off from the others? What is it that causes that? Is it the solar flash? Is it the advent of first contact? Or could it be many other things that are developing into that, or leading to that? Is it a cascade of events that lead to that, or is it one particular main event, you might say? What is it that brings the ascension timeline, those of you, the awakened ones, those of you, the star seeds, what is it that brings you into that ascension and into the fifth dimensional frequency and beyond? is the catalyst for that. Now, as you're looking at that, look also now back at those timelines, those ones that you are passing through in this sense, and look at what happens in those timelines. What happens to those ones that are yet unawakened? And what happens to those that are of the more dark forces, if you will? What happens to them as well? See it again from your perception. It doesn't matter what others think. It only matters from your perception how it transpires. Remember, this is all a transition. You are all part of a transition. Moving from one side of the door, so to speak, to the other side of the door. And what are you leaving behind on that other side of the door? Is it a total collapse of the third dimensional illusion? Collapse of the matrix? Is it an exit point for all those that want to do evil, want to bring darkness, want to bring destruction to the world? How does it transpire? And once you have done that, I want you now to see yourself walking again through that doorway. See yourselves on the other side of the door. Again, not looking back until you close the door. Once you've moved through the door and closed the door behind you, now you can look back. And remember, it is a swinging door. In other words, once you are on the other side of the door, once you are in a higher vibrational frequency, a higher dimension, you can now look through that swinging door and see what's on the other side. But those on that side are not able to see you, not able to perceive you. That is a better way of looking at it. Again, it is perception. It's not so much seeing with the physical eyes, it is perceiving. On the other side of the door now, as you have a few other times, create more of what is on this side of the door. If the last times you were there, you created perhaps a home for yourself, you created yourself in the ships, whatever it is you created, create more of it now. Add a little bit. As if you were painting, and you start off the painting with a simple road, or a simple home, or a sunset, or whatever it is, and then you add more to that painting each time that you come. That's what you're doing now, adding to your painting, your masterpiece, if you will. What are you adding this time? Know that every time that you come to this other side of the door, you're adding just a little bit more. A little bit more to make it more your reality, your new reality, your creation. And think of yourselves as a creator. When you move through that door each and every time, you are the creator of your new world. Yes, there is co-creation, certainly. For all that are on the other side of the door are creating as well. Now, if you would, come back through the door. Come back backwards, though. Don't turn around and go back. Come back through it. And then once you are back through it, begin to come back to your physical form. But as you enter your physical form, be aware of the perceptions that you had on the other side of the door, and also of the timeline shift and what occurred as a result. What was the catalyst for that timeline shift into a brand new timeline, co-created timeline, and what happened as a result of that shift to all that was left behind. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed in your physical body. And I am Archangel Michael, and I am here to assist more in this idea of timeline, for that is what I have been tasked with in working with all of humanity in the advent, in the transition, in moving from one timeline to another, to another, to another, and overseeing the timeline shift that it has been occurring and is going to continue to occur, and to help you and guide you along the way of not only understanding this concept of timelines, but understanding that you are a big part of that shift in timelines. For as you know, and as you have heard many, many times, you came here for this reason. You, the starseeds, you, the ones to show the way, you came here for a reason. Not only for yourselves to move to the other side of that door, but to assist others who also are wanting to move through the other side of the door. But understand that in this process, in this transition, not all will walk through that door at the same time. In fact, you will all walk through the door at your own pace, in your own time frame, in your own timeline. So in a sense, you will have your own personal timeline that you are working through. But those personal timelines will eventually become one timeline that will shift off from all of the others. And then once that has happened, that one timeline will then begin to shift into many new timelines again. But all of those new timelines will be in the fifth dimension and beyond. You see, all of those new timelines will be on the other side of the door, the dimensional doorway. That is how this is all going to transpire. Now, what is going to lead to a major shift? What is going to lead to you being a catalyst of that shift is still, in a sense, up for grabs. It is all about consciousness and how consciousness evolves on the planet. And you, those of you that are moving through this ascension process and moving toward that dimensional doorway are the ones that, again, are creating the space for more and more to be able to do so as well. Yes, of course, you will move through the doorway, and then you will be able to assist others in doing so as well. And that can come right away, or it can come after a time of rest and relaxation, which all of you will at that point certainly deserve to be able to find yourselves to make choices, if you will, make choices as to how you want to proceed moving forward. Some of you will indeed decide to turn right around and go back and help your loved ones, help those that are asking for assistance. That is the second wave, the second wave of ascension. And yes, there will be a third wave as well. And those that do not want to be a part of the ascension at all, and understand that, yes, you are ascending with Gaia. Gaia is ascending herself, and you are ascending with her. And all of those that come after you in those waves to follow will be ascending with her as well. And once that ascension process is complete, there will be no more third dimensional expression on this planet. That has been decided, in a sense, by Gaia herself, that wishes to no longer hold a space for third dimensional expression, for lower frequency vibration to exist on her body. So understand that she is moving on, you are moving on, many others will be moving on as a collective consciousness as well, but there will be those that are not going to move on, and that is their choice. They have all been given the choice to be a part of the new expression of Gaia, or to be a part of the old expression of the old Earth, in a sense. Not the direct Earth that you are on now, not this direct planet, but you might call it a copy, if you will, a clone, if you will, of planet Earth, where those will find themselves, however it happens, they will find themselves on a new Earth, a new third dimensional expression, to carry on their lives, their existence, until they are ready themselves to make that decision, and they will be given the choice again all along the way to find themselves in their own fifth dimensional expression and beyond. And by that time, in looking at it in a sense of linear time, although as you move through the ascension process and ascend directly, you will no longer be looking at it in a sense of linear time, for all of time and space will come together at once, all within the source of the being that you are all a part of, have always been a part of. So trust yourselves, my friends, my brothers and sisters, trust in the inner power that you have within you to continue to move on into your creative future. And that is what this is all about. First you, and then others following after. So be of good cheer, for good times, in a sense, are ahead. Even though it may appear that all is falling apart, and indeed all will be falling apart, but it is all about perception. It is all about your own perception as how you view things to be in this transition process and moving into that, or through that ascension process as well. I am Archangel Michael, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to move closer and closer to that doorway, to that dimensional doorway that is open there for all of you to move through when you are ready to move through it. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Om. Greetings to one who serves here, and Shoshana is here, and what a wonderful message from Archangel Michael, was it not? And we are here now to assist you in your questions, and certainly if you have questions on what Archangel Michael has given here, we would think there may be, but whatever it is, we are ready to give assistance and guidance here. Would there be questions here for one who serves and Shoshana?
Yes, one who serves, thank you. It was a wonderful, wonderful message to hear that Mother Gaia has decided to not have third dimension anymore, because I certainly do not wish any of my brothers and sisters or the plants and the birds and any of the life form have to put up with this terrible condition anymore. So I'm very, very grateful for that. And I'm very joyful that we are in that process already. But my question is this something that is going to take generations after generations to be accomplished? Do I have to die and return into the physicality in order to help others? Or is it reachable within this time frame that I have? Because I'm pretty old already. So I know you're not supposed to give us any time frame. I understand that. But can we do it into how many more generations it requires? Thank you.
We will tell you this, and this is a wonderful question, because many of your brethren, your brothers and sisters, have this type of question as well and are wondering about this. Because indeed, it seems like it has taken a long time to get to this point. And in many respects, it has. It has taken thousands and thousands of years to get to this point. And what are a few more years to add to that? But that is to then give a timeline. And we cannot give a time frame here. But we can tell you that all that is about to transpire is close, very close. Now, we know you have heard this before. It is just around the corner. It is close. It is soon. All of these things. But indeed, at some point, that will be accurate. At some point, what has been said is going to occur, will actually occur. And to the point that you are ready, you yourself personally, as well as you, the collective, are ready, is all about vibrational frequency and consciousness. So if your vibrational frequency increases to the point enough that you can be a part of the new expression of the new Earth, Gaia moving on in her ascension process, then you will be a part of that in your expression right now as yourself. You see?
Yes, I see. I don't have to come back and reincarnate again into another body and learn all the lessons again
in order to answer that, we would have to give it to you in terms of a personal outlook for yourself. And we are not here to do that in these group processes here. We speak in terms of the collective rather than the individual here. But you can extrapolate for yourself here as to how this would affect you yourself in looking at it from the idea of the whole. Shoshana, do you have something you would
add? We wish to add our understanding to this one question.
Yes, thank you.
Although, dear sister, one who serves has covered it all, it's a matter of whether those that wish for the answer can truly hear the answer. We will tell you this. There is only one thing that is required of you to raise your consciousness enough to move past the 3D reality. Do you know what this is?
Yes, to raise my vibration.
Yes, and what is the mechanism to raise your vibration?
Well, there are several connecting to my to connect. Oh, I'm sorry.
There is only one. That is finding the point of neutrality in everything. And finding the point of neutrality in everything requires non-judgment. We find that the beings of this planet are judgmental and don't realize it. So the point of neutrality is the point of non-judgment, judging nothing, see, becoming completely neutral to all things. And in an environment of duality, this is close to impossible. It is achievable, but it is close to impossible. So you must, in each moment then, as you move forward in consciousness and vibration, find the point of neutrality. And may we have permission to point something out here?
Yes, please.
When one uses language, and we all do it, this is the difficulty. When we use the language, the terrible conditions, for example, we heard that from you.
Yes,
you consider
I did.
That, you consider that a point of neutrality or a point of judgment?
It was a point of judgment, clearly.
And it is not, it is so programmed into the human consciousness that overriding judgment to the point of neutrality is a moment by moment awareness, consciousness, awakeness of the language and the thoughts and the points of view and the perspectives that we carry. You see, it is moment by moment. And being awake, truly awake, means reaching the point of neutrality in all of our actions, thoughts, words, and deeds. That is what it means. It's called being awake. That is how ascended masters can. They find the point of neutrality in everything they touch on. That is what your greatest teacher of this planet said, judge not. See? So we will tell you that if you wish to ascend, if you wish to bypass the conditions you find yourself in, you must in every moment find the point of neutrality.
Very good.
Thank you.
Would there be further questions?
I have one.
Yes.
I'm waiting with, along with millions of other people for this currency revaluation to take place. I know you can't tell me when, but I'm just wondering if you could tell us what is the major holdup and is there anything we can do about it?
What we can tell you is it is about consciousness. It is about the collective consciousness. It is always about that, always about vibrational frequency and consciousness. So as vibrational frequency and consciousness increase, then you move into a new way, into a new understanding, and into a new way of doing things. And in order to look at that, you have to look at the financial system that you have. The financial system that you have now is cannot be sustained for very much longer. So there has to be something that moves in to take its place, during this transition. Again, it is only about the transition. Once you have moved through the door, dimensional doorway, so to speak, there will be no more need for a monetary remuneration to occur. That is not to say that it won't be there at first, but you will eventually move past it. So look at it again, as Shoshana has given quite aptly here, look at it as finding a point of neutrality. Do not think in terms of this hasn't happened, they said it was going to happen, it hasn't happened yet, because then that is also about judgment. So find neutrality, just let it be what it is. And you will find that the expression that you are looking for will be there before you even know it here. Because once you are in the point of neutrality, it will not matter how long something takes to get to that point. But we will tell you this, it is still coming. Maybe not in the aspect or the way that it has been given previously, but it will still manifest itself when vibrational frequency increases enough. Shoshana, do you have anything you wish to add? Very good. We move on to next question, if there is one.
Well, yes, you brought something up, even though I had a different question in mind. But since you brought this idea up, I'll go with it. So last night I had found some wonderful songs. One was from the Arcturian angels, and one was from the Pleiadian angels. And I had a question about angels, but we're going to put that on the hold. Because when I'm in that, you know, space where I'm listening to that, and I'm lying wherever I'm lying, and I am just in an elevated space. I'm in the space of love. I'm in the space of whatever, joy, bliss, you know. Now, you say neutrality is the only access, but I mean, when I'm in that state, I'm certainly not judging anything, that's for sure. But I'm confused how it's neutrality as opposed to that higher vibrational state. So, maybe I'm understanding wrong, because it doesn't seem like you're in neutrality if you're in a state of bliss. It seems like you're luxuriating in it, like you're in that love of that feel goodness. You know, neutrality seems to be you don't feel good, you don't think good, you don't think bad. It's just like neutrality. So can you say more about that?
We will tell you that when you are in that point of neutrality and you are listening to music such as you are speaking of, which is the language of the universe, we will say here, in terms of high vibrational frequency and ensuing consciousness that comes with it, you are feeling the connection to the all that is at that point. You do not know it necessarily in your third dimensional mind, but you are feeling it. It is at a deeper, higher level that you are feeling this. And this is why you, in a sense, get lost in it. Do you not?
Definitely.
Yes. So go with it. Go with the flow here. Do not be concerned what it is, just that it is in that moment. And the feeling that you have in that moment of being one with the source of all being. Shoshana, do you have anything you would add?
Well, it is complicated.
Yes.
Is it not? Dear sister, is this not a complicated subject?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. They used to call it in... Sorry, go ahead.
We will add the... We will add our perspective to yours, you see. And we will do this by asking a question. Do you believe that the love of God, the love of all that is, the love of Source, is a neutral love?
Well, yes, in the sense that we're allowed to have the freedom to make our own choices and do whatever we do. And yes, I would say in terms of that. But But I just don't see love as neutral anyway. It just doesn't feel neutral, you know. It feels very much in the positive realm. But
so well, that's what you have to see neutrality as non-judgment.
Okay.
When you come to the understanding that the greatest source of all that is a neutral love, it is because there are no conditions placed on that love. There are no judgments placed on that love. Despite what your religions say, which are all wrong completely, the source of all is a neutral love because it does not place conditions on you. You can do whatever you wish to do.
Mm-hmm.
So now that is the greatest love of all. The love that is unconditional, the love that is neutral, the love that is non-judgmental. You can replace the word neutral with those things if it is of a better understanding for you.
Mm-hmm.
And as you listen to the music of the spheres, the music of the angels, and you are carried into a frequency of bliss, even bliss is neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Because the state of bliss is the state of non-conditions, is the state of neutrality. You are not placing conditions on love any longer. You are just feeling it. That is the state of bliss, you see.
So
does that assist you in understanding the perspective that we have given?
Yes, it does, for sure. And I think also what confused me was when I had taken a Buddhist course in it was all about equanimity, and you were like, this was a 10-day silent course, and you were like, in the body, when you feel something that was a pleasurable sensation, you'd want to be equanimous or neutral with it, or if it was an unpleasant, you'd want to be equanimous or neutral with it. I think maybe the key difference here is that was more about like an addictive feeling in the body or something. I don't know. Maybe it was just to try to shut down the experience of, I don't know. It was trying to bring in the neutrality. I still don't understand why it's not okay to, I mean, I now get it is okay. It is okay to follow the pleasure of the universe, if you will, the love of the universe. But probably there comes in an addictive kind of way of doing that sometimes in the third reality. Would that be correct?
Yes, and the Buddhists had it right. They have it right.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it is about reaching the point of neutrality, which is within the heart, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So they had it right, and you are mm-hmm. on the right track, you see. And what you have mentioned is really an extension of conditions, and an extension of having conditions, you see.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow the music of the spheres to feel bliss and you become addicted mm-hmm. to it, because that is the only way that you can really achieve that blissful feeling, then you have placed conditions on it.
Oh.
We say have bliss when you wash the dishes. We say have bliss when you are petting your cat. We say have bliss when you are vacuuming the carpet. That is truly neutrality.
Wow, yeah. Okay, gotcha. Oh, thank you. That's great.
Yes, my love. Namaste.
Very good. We take one more question if there is, then we are releasing channel.
Peace and blessings, one who serves. I wanted to greet Archangel Michael. It's so wonderful to hear from him when he visits us. And I wanted to also piggyback on our beloved brother Tom's question about the RV. At this time, you know, some of us find ourselves in a situation where we are able to be in a place of service to others, in a place of disattachment, in a place of joy. However, it has been my personal experience that this is something enjoyed by very few. It is almost like a luxury for very few individuals. And so, you know, there is a consensus in the community that the RV, the purpose of the RV, was to release so many light workers from the slavery type of conditions that they are in, whether it's in blue collar jobs or white collar jobs, because in the state of the world at the moment is one that, you know, that being able to be a light worker under the current, you know, slave-like conditions, high rents, low salaries, high taxes, etc., do not allow for light workers to go about our father's business. And so, you know, forgive us for our constant nagging per se on regards to this matter, but would you kindly clarify, was the RV to boost and relieve from slavery the light workers, or were these funds appropriated only for the rebuilding of Gaia after the first wave?
We will tell you that the RV, the revaluation, the global currency reset, Nisara, Gasara, all of this are about the transition of moving from the old into the new, the illusionary 3D matrix into the fourth dimension and fifth dimension and beyond. It is all about that transition. So understand that it is also based on consciousness, as we say many, many, many times. And as consciousness increases, as the vibrational frequency increases, consciousness increases, and so on, that is when you are ready to move into the new expression, the new, in this sense, a financial expression, again, to move through a transition. So, but go back here to what has already been said in terms of neutrality. Seek neutrality here. And you will find that your perception will change about things, where you will no longer be concerned about what is collapsing and happening behind the scenes and all of these things. You will then accept things as they are, where you can just be and be in that neutral point. And when you are in that neutral point, you are in a higher vibrational frequency and higher consciousness, and all that you are asking about no longer even would be concerning to you. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
Brother, we could add to this. We are not even sure we should, actually. But we can add, if you wish, for our perspective, which we will give it very directly if you wish.
Oh, we are.
Yes, thank you for the benefit of everyone that has this in their heart. Yes, please do. Thank you.
This is what we find, dear brother. We find that here is the truth. Abundance and prosperity is not a byproduct of money. Abundance and prosperity is not a byproduct of possession. That is a third dimensional thought form, you see. If you wish to attract more money, to give it away, you must have a consciousness that attracts that. There are many that attract nothing. There are many that are victimized by this dimension. There are many that will have their credit cards stolen, will have their bank accounts marauded, they will have their house burned down, they will have so many victim-type challenges, And it has to do with the idea that they do not accept prosperity into their lives. They do not accept abundance. That is the basis for all of it, you see. It is not revaluation of currency. That is not it. That is not it. You must revaluate your mind. You must revaluate your perspective on what prosperity really is, you see. If you, every single human being can give something, even if it is a piece of bread, they can give something to another. And that is the beginning of prosperity consciousness, rather than, well, I cannot give this bread away because then I will have nothing to eat. That is the consciousness of one who is in lack. So there are two things that rule the consciousness of money, the consciousness of prosperity. One is lack and one is abundance. Which one do you wish to have? When you turn your mind around, then nothing is too big for you. Nothing is too challenging for you. See, that is why so many can prosper, can find money in their bank account that they didn't even know about, can find opportunities that they can create for themselves, that creates a living for them that is beyond others, and then others say, well, I am jealous of you because you are lucky, which that is not true. It is all consciousness, you see. It has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with revaluation. It has nothing to do with currency. It has everything to do with the way each person sees it, you see, and seizes it. That is what we have, and we do not even know if we have reached anyone. But that is the reality of consciousness and vibration. Namaste.
Very good. We are ready to release channel. Then, Shoshana, do you have a parting message?
We just gave it.
Very good, and it was a wonderful message as well. And we just said here that it is important for you to find that neutrality within you as much as possible in every given moment. Yes, certainly look for the joy in every moment as well as you are approaching more and more to that concept of neutrality. For as you approach that concept of neutrality and indeed become neutral, then you will be also approaching that dimensional doorway and be able to then move through it.
And we will say, we will make a slight correction, because words have meaning to us. The correction that we will make is not to look for the joy, because that is as if it does not exist.
Be the joy.
Feel it. Yes. Be it. Be the yes. joy in every moment. Endeavor to feel it. However you can, whatever that means to you, endeavor to feel it in each moment. And once you reach the state of neutrality in each moment, joy will be the byproduct. Namaste.
Very good. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.